Thank you for calling in with XPO. This is Cheryl. How may I help you?
Yes, please. My name is Diane Hart. I just received this call saying that you guys are going to be at the house tomorrow between 12 and I think 3 or something like this. But I had received an email this morning from Home Depot telling me that the delivery was now not happening until March. So I'm confused.
Is the phone number on the order, give me one moment, going to be 254-702-7575?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, please hold. I'm waiting for the order to load. Okay, ma'am. So I do apologize for the wait. Just please bear with me. I'm still waiting for the order to load.
Okay. Do you need the Home Depot order number?
Can you verify your first and last name and the address as well for me?
Diane, D-I-A-N-N-E, H-A-A-R. Address is 106 Fox, F-O-X, Home, H-O-M-E, Lane, Georgetown, Texas, 78633.
You're scheduled for tomorrow between 12 p.m. and 3 p.m. I'm sorry, 12
That was 4. Before the storm hit.
Okay.
And that's when Home Depot sent me an email saying that due to the storm, the equipment had not arrived and it was going to all be rescheduled back into March 3rd.
Okay, we wouldn't have that information. They will have to update that on the order and send it over to us. As of now, they have not placed any notes in the order regarding this information.
Well, because I don't know how you're going to install something that hasn't arrived.
Okay, if they've canceled the order, ma'am, we will not come out, but I'm stating that the information has not been updated on the order. I'm not showing that information updated as of yet.
Okay, because I spent all day rearranging schedules because... Fine.
Okay.
If you guys show up with all the equipment tomorrow afternoon, great. If you don't, I will expect a new installment date. Thank you.
Thanks for calling up XPR. Enjoy your day.